Thanks. And now for something completely different. Something which is perplexing physicists is why the fundamental physical constants are what they are. Why the speed of light is about 300,000 kilometers a second. Why the charge of electron is what it is. For that matter, are they actually constant? So this is actually boiling down to why does physics behave as it does, and is it the same everywhere?
Yeah, I was going to say, because when you say are they constant, there's two questions in that, isn't there? One is, are they constant as in one place all the time? And then the other part of the question is, well, are they constant here, but not somewhere else in space?
That's right. We know that they're pretty much constant, and everywhere we've done experiments, they seem to be exactly the same, but we're limited to the places we can actually do physical experiments, to where we can get to, basically, in our solar system. The one thing which we can test in the rest of the universe is something called the fine structure constant. This is kind of the combination of the charge of the electron, the Planck's constant, and the speed of light, and measures how electric field and quantum mechanics interact to create energy levels inside an atom. And it can be measured by looking at the spectra of atoms. So it's very great. It's great for astronomers. You can look at things billions of light years away. Now, John Webb and colleagues from the University of New South Wales have been looking at some of the most distant sources we can see. They're called quasars, active galaxies, billions of light years away. These are black holes accreting material. In 2003, they discovered that the fine constants... And in 2003, they discovered that the fine structure constant appears to have increased about one part in 200,000 since the light left these quasars. But the study was only done in the Northern Hemisphere, so he thought he ought to do it in the Southern Hemisphere, and he's just got the results back from the Very Large Telescope in Chile. And they found something possibly even more interesting. The result was, in the south, the fine structure constant was changing by about the same amount as you go back in time, but it was decreasing rather than increasing.
So, in other words, they're not looking at the same target in the North and South Hemispheres. They're looking at different bits of the universe.
Yeah, because the Northern Hemisphere, you can only see upwards to the north, and sometimes you can only see downwards, so you're looking at different bits of the universe.
So that argues that different bits of the universe are obeying different, potentially different rules of physics.
Yeah, it's very, very subtle, one point in 100,000, but yeah, it could be that they're obeying the laws of physics are changing throughout the universe.
What does that mean for astronomy? Because we've been making all these measurements about very distant, very far away objects and trying to understand very, very massive numbers and the structure of the universe. So if it obeys different rules in different bits of itself, A, how does that happen? And B, what does that actually mean in terms of our understanding of the structure of the universe?
Well, if these results do hold up, I mean, time will tell, but it could mean that lots of cosmology is based on the physics being exactly as it is now. So all sorts of things which they're deriving after one layer after an layer after layer could be completely wrong. But it could also explain why the physical constants seem to be so ideal for our type of life here. Because if they're different all over the universe, then obviously there will be somewhere where it'll work and this happens to be it.
And that massively increases the chances of us existing, really, doesn't it? It's not just so unlikely that we exist with these numbers the way they are. It's just that there's so many different rolls of the dice right across the known universe that somewhere you're going to get the right combinations of numbers to make a life like ours possible.
Yeah, in a big enough universe, there will be somewhere where life can thrive.
So what's it going to take to get to the bottom of this, to know whether this is A, real observation and holds true for the whole universe, and B, actually then what we're going to do about it?
Well, I guess they're going to have to do a lot more experiments, see whether it holds up. Probably different people will do it, attempting to test it in different ways, because this is essentially only one result. It might be some systematic error in their telescopes or something wrong. So basically a lot more physics over probably quite a few years.